1-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of today's show here on this Thursday, September 26, 2024 edition. The process, we keep talking about the process. Well, the governor of the state of Michigan are in a situation where they now have an issue with regards to the funding of the Michigan Public Schools Employee Retirement System, MIPSFERS, the retirement fund for our retired school teachers. They basically stole $670 million out of the funding of it, the unfunded liabilities, so that the governor could use it for economic development here in the state of Michigan. Well, the governor sends positive signals that they're going to have to reform what they had put into the budget. House yesterday sent legislation to Governor Gretchen Whitmer with a bill that would lower the amount of money school districts and teachers need to pay into the Michigan Public Schools Employees Retirement System. And the governor responded with a statement signaling she's going to sign it. We talked about this bill before, House Bill 5803. House Education Committee Chairman Matt Kolesar, Democrat from Plymouth, lowers the percentage of payroll that schools must put into MIPSFERS, currently at almost 21%, down to 15.21%. It also eliminates the 3% contribution toward retirement health care benefits that employees hired before September 4th of 2012 are required to pay. The changes comes after the fiscal year 2025 budget was signed, with language that the reductions would be for 1 year only. Well, this upset the education community, which said it would only support a reduction in the MIPSFERS annual costs so the districts could budget more money consistently within the schools. Whitmer put out a statement: since I took office, we have made record investments in our students, teachers, and schools. And today's common sense legislation builds on that progress. By lowering the costs for qualifying teachers on each paycheck, freeing up resources for local school districts, we are becoming increasingly more flexible for both. We can help our educators pay the bills, put food on the table, and live better lives right here in Michigan, while at the same time we can ensure our schools have the funding they need to invest in classrooms, computer labs, libraries, expand on campus mental health options, and shore up their campus safety. Democrats pass this, they own it. And why? Because basically, folks, they are indebted to the teachers, the current teachers currently working, as well as retired school teachers. Republicans didn't vote for it. This was totally passed by Democrats in the House and the Senate, and it's signed into law by a Democrat governor. The Michigan Association of Superintendents and Administrators, the Michigan Association of School Boards, the Michigan Association of Secondary School Principals, and the Michigan Elementary and Middle School Principals Association all supported the bill. Today's House passage marks another pivotal milestone in the journey to redirect savings from MSFRS back to Michigan school districts, bringing the bill one step away from becoming law. By implementing a permanent rate reduction, the legislation will offer school districts at the local level ongoing financial relief, enabling them to channel more funds directly into the classrooms to benefit the students, teachers, and the school community. Now, here's the only problem. The Republicans are yelling and screaming that what they have done is eliminated the Republican plan that was put in place under Governor Rick Snyder with the Republican-controlled House and Senate that fully funded the unfunded liabilities. They have basically eliminated the funding of these unfunded liabilities, saying basically, let's kick the can down the road. We'll deal with the unfunded liabilities later. It's more important for us to do this now. Why? Because they want the teachers' support in this upcoming election. Basically, it's that simple. Even the state superintendent of the Michigan Board of Education, Mike Rice, issued the following statement after 9 p.m. last night. The vote for this bill and the governor signing it is good for Michigan students, our dedicated public school employees, and our local schools. As longtime educators know, the rate has been too high for too long, and we appreciate our legislators providing this relief. But he never mentions the unfunded liabilities. He never mentions, how are they going to fund those liabilities when they come due? Democrats basically don't care. They're kicking the can down the road. Now, we've talked about this story before. Well, they're actually acting on it in Lansing. They're blaming the low test scores of our kids in these public schools. They're blaming it on dyslexia. They're actually claiming that dyslexia is causing problems in the children's ability to read the questions and to answer the questions correctly. Public school districts now are going to be required to test kindergarten through third grade students for dyslexia 3 times a year. Bring in literacy coaches to help those with this learning disorder. Under legislation that moved quickly out of the House Education Committee and was voted on later in the House yesterday afternoon. The two bills passed 100-8, and the other bill was 99-10. Senate bills 567 and 568 moved out of the committee on 12-1 votes. was supported by the International Dyslexia Institute, Michigan Children, the Great Lakes Education Project, the Department of Education, the Michigan Association of School Psychologists, and the Michigan Association of School Social Workers. Basically, every education special interest lobbying group known to man. Democrat House Education Committee Chair Matt Colazar from Plymouth said, reading is essential to our children's success in all subjects. So it's important to catch signs of dyslexia and the need for phonics-based reading early on to ensure every child has an equitable pathway to literacy. Every child learns differently, and early readers of all ages deserve to access an education that matches their learning needs. These bills will not only ensure every child's literacy goals are prioritized, but will adequately support teachers by providing evidence-based decoding and word recognition materials for our educators to use. Teacher preparation programs will be required to teach about dyslexia and methods to help kids learn despite having this disorder. The Department of Education will need to sign off only on the teaching programs that include instructional materials for students with dyslexia. The package will also order the Michigan Department of Education to research and provide evidence-based reading curricula shown to improve literacy to help schools build course materials for literacy-challenged students. Similar legislation has stalled over the past 5 years, due in part to pushback from the traditional school administration groups that don't want prescriptive requirements on how a dyslexic student should be taught. Those opposing the two Senate bills today were the Michigan Association of Intermediate School Administrators, the Michigan Association of School Boards, and the Michigan Association of Superintendents and Administrators. Well, State Representative Carol Glanville of Grand Rapids, the time is now to tackle these gaps in literacy. And that starts with understanding how we can adequately accommodate learning differences. Our teachers and students deserve expert advice, support, and need the materials readily available so that all students can achieve reading literacy. Dyslexia. That's going to be the silver bullet that will fix these test scores in the public schools. Right. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
Folks out there that own firearms are looking to buy a new or used gun or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Got a couple of text messages, housekeeping to go through here, comments about these topics we've been discussing. Joe and Brutus, how can our teachers and superintendents be so stupid to allow Whitmer to rob their pension plan and then lower how much they put into it? What idiots. Well, you see, you have to understand a couple of things. Joe, this is very simple. Governor Rick Snyder, at the time, Speaker of the House Lee Chatfield, Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky. They looked at the unfunded liabilities of the teachers' retirement fund. There are more teacher benefits that are required under our union negotiated contracts when these teachers retire than what they have in the fund. That's why they call them unfunded liabilities. Well, the Republicans came up with a percentage that had to be paid by the school districts into the fund in order to fully fund it and to eventually eliminate the entire unfunded liabilities. The amount of money they were short, Snyder and the Republicans had a plan in place that would get them caught up and fully fund it, eliminate their shortfall. This governor and these elected Democrats in the House and the Senate voted to reduce those payments. They are going to basically cause the shortfall to grow. But that's down the road. That's not today. They're not looking at the rainy day fund. They're not looking at it down the road. They don't care about down the road. They only care about right now. basically allowing teachers to keep more of their pay. What does that allow the teachers then to do if they choose to? Well, they can make donations to the Democrats' campaigns that have to pay for TV ads and mailers that are going out effectively this week. They are completely emboldened to the teachers, and the teachers are emboldened to the Democrat politicians. Meanwhile, doing all of this with our taxpayer dollars. Why? Because who funds the schools? Who basically pays the public school teachers? We do, the taxpayers. Honestly, if you're going to actually look at this the right way, this is money laundering. This is RICO violations. This is basically what the mafia does. The union Teamsters, truck drivers, through their donations and other industries and groups, donate almost 100% of their union dues to teachers, to Democrats, to this process. It's exactly why they're doing it. This is a signal to the teachers, look at what we're doing. We're putting more money in your pockets. But then they also throw in the fact that, well, in addition to funding more money for the teachers so that they can put food on the table, we're also going to provide more resources to the classroom for the kids. That's how they sell it. We're not stupid. We are not stupid. We know exactly what you guys are up to. And when they talk about more money going into the classrooms, back into the school districts, who in most communities control the school boards? Liberal Democrats. Why? Because they're nonpartisan. Nobody knows whether they're Republicans or Democrats. There's only a couple of local school board races that have clearly shown to the public who the Republican Party of their counties support. It's exactly why the Presque County Republican Committee has endorsed the Black Pepper slate in Onaway. They want the Republicans in the Onaway School District to know exactly who to vote for. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. These are the six we are supporting. They are going to use the money wisely for the kids. They're not going to waste it on all this woke agenda crap that the other slate of candidates are pushing. And one of them, who's running for school board, I believe has an agenda with regards to migrant workers. I'm going to be researching and diving into this situation even further as we get closer to the election. You will find out about it. I'm going to completely expose his hidden agenda as to why he is taking his time to run for school board. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig.